Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Dish Nation, everybody. Woo! So much to talk about. Sherry, what are we dishing on today?
Oh, head crack. I am on cloud 9 today, and I can't wait to share why.
Oh, okay now, Sherry, honey. And instead of shrimp and grits, honey, we're going to dish about the remixed shrimp and cereal, baby. Yummy.
Gross, Gary. And later on, I'm dishing with the Phoenix herself, Caitlyn Jenner.
And Portia is out today, but Heidi and Frank will join us in a bit. So, head crack, what's going on?
Okay, so it looks like Prince Harry has landed another job at the tech company BetterUp as their first chief impact officer. Now, Harry's job description is to educate and inspire our community on the importance of focusing on preventative mental fitness and human potential worldwide.
Wow.
Now, the Duke said he's really excited for this opportunity and can't wait to help people turn their pain into purpose.
Well, HK, the struggle is definitely not real for the Sussexes because news just broke that Prince Harry got another gig, y'all. He has joined the commissioner board on the Aspen Institute battle against modern day crisis to help fight mis and disinformation in America. Go ahead, Harry.
Wow. Well, listen, y'all. Now, I know these are my cousins, honey. I know they definitely are my cousins. But damn, honey, are we going to have any more jobs left?
I don't think so.
Gary, were you really trying to get the job as chief impact officer? Really, Gary?
No.
That sounds so boring.
I will be honest with you, Sharon. I want to be impacted, but no, I didn't. I mean, he can have it.
Now, Sherry, can you imagine going into an office with a former prince? Would you be able to work or get anything done, or would you just be, like, starstruck every day?
Sherry. Like, how do you gossip around the water cooler with Prince Harry is what I want to know. I want to know, Brad, would he come home? Would he come home every day going, you're making get off my back? I'm just trying to provide for us.
And, like, how could you even report on that guy to HR if he's not doing his job right?
Right.
You know, this guy walks around here like he's some type of freaking prince or something. He needs to work.
And, y'all, speaking of jobs, Sherry, girl, you are booked and busy, honey. News was just released that our girl Sherry has not only been cast as the lead, darling, let me say it one more time, the lead actress in the new ABC comedy pilot entitled Black Don't Crack. And that Sherry has proven to be a fact. She's also a producer on the project alongside of our favorite Academy Award-winning actress Viola Davis, y'all.
Hello.
Executive producer.
Congratulations,
come on, Sherry.
Sherry,
cut us a check. What's up? Wait, y'all. That's
I'm
not
so
it,
excited.
Because when that good sis got the news, honey, she had a praise in her heart, and this is what she did.
Oh, my gosh. I got the lid on my... Hey, that's not your car, Sherry. Hey.
It's not my car.
You need to produce it, too.
I'm so excited. It's also executive produced by Larry Wilmore, who co-created Insecure and the Bernie Mac Show. But it's about three estranged sorority sisters whose friendship brings them back together when they find out it's a personal crisis with one of their sisters, who's me. So I'm excited because the women are, you know, we're in our 40s and 50s and we don't look it. And I love that they're writing for us.
Now, Sherry, real quick, in an act of art imitating life, if you were in a crisis personally, who would be your go-to person that you would call?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I talk to Niecy Nash every day, but I always talk to y'all on Dish Nation. So I like, this is my little family, Dish. I love that.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know,
we love Niecy too, though.
I would call Gary, but Brett already said she was going to give me some new breasts. So I like to text her all the time. Because I figure that relationship, you got to keep.
But Gary is the chief impact officer of Dish Nation, so I think you should call him. You should definitely call him.
No, the hell he ain't. No, ma'am. No niece. No, he ain't.
All right, girl, you got on me. Okay, there's some fishy business going on with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, y'all, which I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm.
Okay, so Danielle Fishel, best known for her role as Topanga on Boy Meets World. Y'all remember her?
Yeah.
Her husband, podcaster Jensen Kapp, He found in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch old shrimp tails. He showed a picture of the shrimp on Twitter with the caption, why are these shrimp tails in my cereal? This is not a bit. I'm looping in at General Mills because I'm genuinely nervous I will never eat or sleep again without answers. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch said that they would alert the quality control team, because that's what you want to hear. And they offered Jensen another box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he kindly responded, guys, I'm sure I'm not ready for another box.
Just one box?
Just one box, Chewy. Who want a lifetime box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch after you done found old shrimp tails? But what they're saying, they're claiming, Brad, that the shrimp tails are not shrimp tails, but they're old clumps of sugar. And now labs across the country are offering to test the mystery ingredient. Have y'all ever had anything where you looked and said, wait a minute, what is that? Has that ever been anybody's experience?
Oh, yeah, but that's another story for another time. But, yeah, I've done that a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Chewy!
It wasn't shrimp.
All right, honey. Heidi, girl, my stomach is hurting, honey. But listen, did Jessica Simpson add some juicy tea to the paperback edition of her memoir?
That's right, Gary. You know, Jessica Simpson, she's taking it personal, y'all. She's got her book, open book, coming out. Well, actually, the book already came out, but this is the paperback version. I did read the book. It's really, really good if you're into autobiographies. This I did not know, and now I may have to go back and buy the paperback version, because she decided to include new diary entries in the paperback release about her ex-husband, Nick Lachey. Now, of course, in her book, the original, she talks a lot about Nick Lachey. It was a big part of her life.
Well, it's a memoir.
Correct. But she talks about how she felt right after their divorce and her finding out that Nick was dating his now wife, Vanessa Lachey, just like 4 or 5 months after they broke up.
I think it's even sooner than that.
So there might have been a little crossover. Here's a sneak peek of her diary entry again in open book, the paperback edition. So, Nick, you're with another already? Seems that you forgot the love you spoke to me. I'm saddened beyond belief, alone in the dark with no one to call my own. But I think for me, because she's been married to Eric Johnson since 2014, they have 3 kids. If I'm Eric Johnson, I'm like, we're still...
Oh, come on. Open book. It's a memoir. And what we want to hear is what was in your diary. And you don't even remember what was going on back then. I don't think this means that she's still in love with Nick.
But he was her first and her first husband.
It's not even rude to bring him up. Yes, it's part of her life, and I'm writing a book about my life. So I have to include that.
After you got divorced, what's an acceptable amount of time to start dating someone again?
If we decide on the date together, it doesn't matter. A week, a day, I could go out with Vanessa that night.
Like right then, as soon as you get to the paperwork signed. You could have a girlfriend pick you up from the signing.
I know.
I got a date. See ya.
I'm calling your sister.
What the hell?
Heidi, do you remember the song, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That?
Oh, but I won't do that.
Yes.
Meatloaf.
Yes, Meatloaf.
Yeah, of course.
Well, now, the Loaf, as they call him now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is producing a reality show based on that 1993 hit song. Couples will compete for cash in a comedic physical game to see how well they can work together.
Ooh.
And how much they trust each other. And they will be competing to a soundtrack of classic hits performed in the studio by the artist. So it's going to be there on stage playing the song while the game is going on.
Oh, I want to go on the show. Let's go on the show.
No, it's for couples who actually love each other.
We can fake it.
If there was a band on stage playing a song, you know, what song would be playing during our competition?
You and me
mm-hmm.
in a competition.
I say hit me with your best shot, Pat Benatar. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. Guns N' Roses.
I see where you're going, and I want a separation.
I would do anything for love, but I'm not doing that.
All right, there is a lot more Dish coming up. And don't forget, Chewy Martinez sits down with Caitlyn Jenner and talks to her about her time on The Masked Singer. That's all coming up. Stay right there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, if you're like me, you probably think there's nothing the Kardashians could surprise us with, right?
Right.
But on The Tonight Show, Andy Cohen made a shocking revelation about a member of the famous family. Seems that we've been pronouncing her name all wrong. Check it out.
We've all been pronouncing her name wrong
this
whole time.
It's Khloe. Khloe is the name. There's a little accent over the name. And so I went and interviewed the Kardashians at Khloe's house.
Wait, I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, but
yeah, I'm sorry too, but
call her.
I will call her Chloe.
I walked in, I go, Chloe, and the other women go, excuse me? And Chris said, yeah, that's actually really how it's pronounced.
It's Chloe. Is it Chloe, y'all, or Chloe? Chloe?
Listen. Chloe. Chloe.
But they haven't changed it in this long. They should have corrected us a long time ago, so we could have been calling her Chloe.
You can't switch up now just because your show is ending.
Yeah, they get real, real famous and want to step it up a notch. Like, I know Angela's now that are Angela. And you'd be like, what? Angela?
Exactly.
You know, they try to put a little spruce to it.
So Chloe, I got to start calling her Chloe. Like, Chloe.
And I'm pretty sure before the show started, people were calling her Chloe.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I used to call her, Chloe.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, I've always called her Chloe, honey, because I saw the little X over the E. I should go to school, honey. It's Chloe.
Well, you never corrected us, Gary, since you know so much. I didn't know that, Gary.
But anyway, another word with an accent mark is fiancé, which I guess with the accent, it's fiancé. Mm. And this is causing drama with the Real Housewives of New York because yesterday, the trailer for season 13 dropped, but that's not all. News came out the same day that former cast member Bethany Frankel, y'all know her, is engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Paul Bernon. Mm. So it seems like the cast thinks that Bethany Frankel orchestrated her engagement to come out the same time as the trailer for the show. But Bethany's side of the story is that she wasn't the one who spilled the news. It was the paparazzi that took the pictures and spotted her ring. It's always a paparazzi. So, Brad, now you've been out there. You know about paparazzi. Do you think this was a coincidence that
happened? No, it was not a coincidence. No, Sherry, this is so premeditated. She's used to promoting her brand, Skinny Girl.
Yeah.
And she knew she had this show coming out, so she wanted to do something big at the same time, and it was not a coincidence.
So you gonna say she wore that ring, honey, to be for something big by wearing her beautiful diamond ring? You gonna say that she did that for the paparazzi? I think it was a coincidence, honey, because I know Miss Frankel has not done nothing crazy.
And yo, why would you wear that big ass ring in the ocean? Like, I'd be scared.
That's what you wear the diamond. Why you wanna wear that? When they bought that diamond, they didn't say, oh, you can't wear it in the ocean. You wear your diamond when you want. That's what a girl does. Yeah.
Well, I would like to think it's insured.
You're just waiting for a dolphin to come and snatch it up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And like run off with your ring, bro.
All right, y'all, it's deal time. And today we've got the iFrogs Airtime Sport, truly wireless earbuds. The deal includes one set of earbuds, one charging case, four different size ear tips, and a USB-C charging cable.
Yo, these earbuds are made to move with you, so they're great for workouts, and you can navigate your playlist, control the volume, and take calls using a series of taps on the earbuds.
And they have a 25-hour battery life, and the quick charging case gives another hour of playtime with just a 10-minute charge.
Plus, they come in the beautiful colors of navy, mint, and rose quartz. So, Brad, how much are they?
Well, these wireless earbuds have been seen as high as $80, but for our Dish Nation viewers, they're just $25. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, I talked to Caitlyn Jenner about her experience as the Phoenix on The Masked Singer, baby. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. We all love The Masked Singer here at Dish Nation. And today we have the artist formerly known as The Phoenix, Olympic gold medalist, TV personality, and author, Caitlyn Jenner. Make some noise, baby. Woo!
There we go. Yeah. Pleasure to be on the show.
Yo, so how hard was it to keep this a secret that you weren't on the show? Because I wouldn't be able to.
Very hard. The secrecy behind this thing is just amazing. I mean, really? You sign papers, this, you can't talk to nobody about this. Wow. So, it was very secret.
So not even, none of your kids even knew, Caitlyn?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
My family are professionals at keeping secrets.
Yeah. I was thinking it. You said it. So, yeah.
My son, Brandon Jenner, He's in the music industry. So I call him up and I said, well, you got to keep this a big secret, but nice. I'm doing the Masked Singer and I got to sing. And you're my first phone call. The only other two I talked to was Kendall and Kylie. I go, I'm doing the Masked Singer. And they both looked at me and said, why? The only thing, I would have liked to go on one more show because I had my next song I really liked. It was The Temptations. Are you ready? I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Oh, what?
If I have to, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was ready for that one.
Okay, no.
Ready for that.
I think the people are ready for either a single coming from you or a full-length album. Like, what do you say, Caitlin? What do you say? Just do it, baby. Just do it. No?
Just do it. Yeah. No. I think one thing that show taught me is retire from the singing world.
Can we talk about your amazing costume and the meaning behind the phoenix?
I wanted something that was kind of gender neutral. I didn't want it, you know, too feminine, too masculine. I kind of wanted it in the middle.
On TV, it was absolutely beautiful. And when it was the reveal and it was you, I was happy. I was proud. And it was just great to see you on the show. And hopefully you can take me golfing one day because I'm a mean putter and I'm a pretty good golfer.
Actually, I think this is what we do. If we could get the costume, we'll make a date. You and me.
Let's do
Halloween.
It. Let's
walk right down the middle of Monica Boulevard.
Let's do it, baby. You
know, right down the middle. Yeah.
Ooh, let's
Santa Monica
like,
Boulevard.
People are going to be like, I think that's...
Yeah, you clear the crowd.
Yeah, I can
you clear the crowd. Out in front of me.
I already got the black t-shirt on, so I look like security, so it's perfect.
Absolutely. Hi, everybody. Stay tuned because there's more of a Dish Nation right after the break. Come on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Like me, George Clooney isn't just famous for his talent and good looks.
Oh, come on. We're not.
Now, he's also famous for his legendary pranks.
One particular
prank he loves to play is on his wife. It involves Nutella and diapers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
AKA nappies, as he calls them.
Yikes.
Yeah. Watch the video.
Do you know what Nutella is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can put it in the nappy as if it's been an accident in a nappy. And then you can put it sort of down around one of your ankles as if you've just taken off your nappy. And they pull off of their foot the nappy and they hold it out like this. And she goes, oh, okay, wait, don't move. And then they take it and they eat it.
But you have to remember, George Clooney does pranks a lot of times, and apparently poop is his one big one.
Oh, yeah. Cats.
Yes, also cats. He was living with a big group of guys, and they had a cat, and every day George Clooney would clean the cat box, but then they would say, have you cleaned the cat box? No, I haven't. Well, that cat hasn't gone to the bathroom in like a week. It's starting to scare me. Maybe we should take him to the vet. And so George, when everybody was out of the house, George Clooney actually pooped in the litter box and then goes, you guys, the cat finally went to the bathroom. Come look at this thing.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.